Madam President, I rise today to speak about the historic vote to advance conservation and public lands projects that are going to be voted on shortly, called the Great American Outdoor Act, and I urge all of my colleagues to support this important legislation. First, I'd like to thank everyone who's been involved in this legislation, Senator Gardner, Senator just joined us on the floor, Senator Manchin, who just spoke earlier, Senators Dayne, Senators Warner, Senator Portman, who also spoke earlier, Senator Alexander, Senator King, Senator Burr, and then several other senators. I know we're going to be participating tomorrow in a group of senators speaking, Senators Tester, Bennett, and Heinrich, who've been stalwarts on this legislation, and so many more. This coalition has of LWCF and saying that we should spend the money in the fund for LWCF, combining that with taking care of the park's backlog, has been a priority of two different groups of senators who've now worked together to try to pass this legislation. So I also want to thank Senators Portman and Alexander, Senators King and Warner, and my House colleagues, Representative Kilmer, for working so diligently on the park's backlog. I want to thank Senator Alexander specifically. He's been one of the champions of the park's backlog. And I remember just a few years ago, I asked him, Lamar, do you think we're really going to get $6.5 billion spent on the backlog? And he said, we're going to try our darn best. Well, apparently, Lamar Alexander's darn best today is a success in helping us move this forward. So again, I want to thank the prime sponsors of the bill, Senator Gardner and Senator Manchin, for their steadfast work on LWCF and Parks backlog. I wanted to also thank Senator Burr, who is a steadfast champion of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and helped sponsor with me the permanent reauthorization of the fund and also trying to get the funds spent. This is the effort that has been continued over many decades by many colleagues, including two former senators, Senator Bingaman and Baucus, who were both giants in all of this. And so I just thank everybody for their important efforts over the years to get us to this point where we are today. So why are we here? A lot of people would say, why are we in the middle of a pandemic, an economic crisis, a big struggle to energize the need for civil rights and equality? Why are we here on the Senate floor talking about a public lands bill? Well, we're here because, as I said, there's been a lot of history behind the outdoor economy, and the economy itself of the activities that generate economic return from having public lands has been a juggernaut for us. It's $887 billion in consumer spending every year, and that helps support about 7.6 million jobs. So while some are probably saying, how did we get so lucky to have this coalition of bipartisan senators come together on public lands and public land investment, why can't we take that same magic and make it happen in other places? Well, I encourage my colleagues not only to get this legislation done and think about how we did get it done together, and also to think about how special public lands are for the United States of America. They're part of our history. They're part of what we've invested in on behalf of the citizens of the United States, to say that you have a place to recreate, to hunt, to fish, to find solace, to find recovery, to find enjoyment, to find amazement when you see the wonderful places, particularly in the state of Washington. And because LWCF is paid for by royalties from oil companies drilling off our shores, these investments don't cost the taxpayers a dime, or do they add to our deficit. So this bill will be injecting money into our economy, creating more jobs, and fixing the repairs that we need to our lands and lands infrastructure. Over the last half a century, the Land and Water Conservation Fund has supported over 42,000 state and local projects, and it included investment of $725 million in the state of Washington. It helped us expand access to clean rivers, hunting lands, forest lands, and improve our national parks. It has been a critical protection tool for heritage areas and augmenting wildlife refuge across our state. In fact, the LWCF fund has supported 98% of the counties across the United States of America with a park funded by LWCF. So 98% of the counties across this country have at one point in time used the Land and Water Conservation Fund. For us in the state of Washington, it has helped us establish iconic places like Gasworks Park, Bidwell Park near Spokane, the Burnt Bridge Creek Trail that winds through Vancouver, or the Warren G. Magnuson Park at Sandpoint. It has been used for valuable conservation easements, and it has been used to help on popular forest legacy programs, which partner with timber owners to promote sustainable forestry. So the Great American Outdoors Act really has helped us with making a decision that has been long debated and long disputed. David Brooks from the Energy and Natural Resources Committee could tell you how many times we've had to debate both the backlog issue and LWCF and how people wanted to spend those dollars. So it has been a very, very challenging issue for years. So the bill also, besides saying that we're going to take money and put it forward for permanently funding LWCF, it also says that we're going to tackle the backlog and maintenance. I mentioned the $6.5 billion of infusion for that maintenance. So for us in the state of Washington, with many national parks, this is helping us with $262 million in deferred maintenance costs at Olympic National Park, including repairs to the water treatment system. It could help us with $186 million in deferred maintenance at Mount Rainier. It could help us with miles of trails and access to campgrounds, and it could help us in very important areas of expanding access. It also means that there are other projects in the state of Washington that sometimes, when we don't take care of our backlog and maintenance, don't get the dollars because they go to the larger parks. So it helps us with making sure we're not ignoring that crumbling infrastructure or deteriorating hiking trails or aging visitor centers, but it also helps us with other projects throughout the state, which are things that could be everything from the $28 million needed for Lake Roosevelt National Recreation Area, $2.6 million for the Whitman Mission National Historic Site, $43 million that is needed for Fort Vancouver's National Historic Site in Southwest Washington, $18 million for the North Cascades National Park in Washington, $5 million for the San Juan Island National Historic Park in the north part of our state. So as you can see, the state of Washington is definitely in the outdoor industry business, and we have a lot. We've been very blessed with a beautiful environment. And we've been very blessed with an economy that is based on that beautiful outdoors. So we're very happy today that our colleagues have joined in this bipartisan effort to say that public lands really do mean a lot to our nation, that they deserve an upgrade, a facelift, an investment, and a commitment to keep funding the things that will allow us to expand public access to them. It is the legislation that we need to pass, even in this unbelievable time of so many other critical issues. I believe now more than ever, our local parks and our urban green space can give solace to Americans who need refuge from all of the issues we're dealing with. Now more than ever, we need to promote access to the shared public lands so that every American can get access. And the American people have had an incredibly difficult several few months. Let's give them something to think about their future and the access to the great outdoors that will help all of us in the future. Thank you, and I yield the floor.